There was no shortage of points tonight. What were there between Bellarmine Prep and Olympia? How you doing?
I'm trying to ice my fingers right now. It's hurt. That was my Twitter feed. It was trying to keep up with that. It was a barber. And just both coaches mentioned this incredible game, the incredible high school football game between two longtime rivals. You know, both are now in the 4A SPSL, Olympia and Bellarmine, but they've been 4A Narrows such a long time. It's a respected rivalry. But, gosh, Scott Gunther, Bill Beatty, the coach for Olympia after this game, said if he's not someone's player of the week, then they don't deserve to have players of the week. Because today he had 400 all-purpose yards, scored four rushing touchdowns, one kick return for a touchdown. The game, the go-ahead 35-yard T reception on a screen pass, he broke like four tackles in the play with a minute 10 remaining to give Olympia the 49-42 victory and keep the Bears unbeaten and give Bellarmine their first loss of the season. So.
Tell me about Gunther. I did look at the video that you posted of that little screen pass, and that was no easy road to the end zone for Gunther there.
Oh, he did that all night. I mean, he caught the ball, and two guys immediately hit him, just bounce out right off Gunther, and then he goes through two more arm tackles to go in the end zone. And the guys just up here from the booth for Olympia were just going nuts because they just afterward, Beatty just said there's no longer anything that can surprise him about Scott Gunther. I mean, the kick return for a touchdown is probably the most impressive thing he had all day. I don't know why Dunn was kicking to him in the first place, but he got it, returned 89 yards, and broke, I think I counted seven tackles on the play. Where not just, you know, arm tackles either. It was just kind of running through guys. Two on the sideline, about the 20. I thought for sure he was going out of bounds, and somehow got through two different Bellarmine guys, stayed inbounds and scored. And at that point, it was like, okay, Bellarmine's down, right? They're not going to come back now. I mean, Gunther kind of did the final blow. And then Bellarmine come back and takes the lead by trailing by 13 points at that point. Christian Moore threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Thomas Conley to make it a one-score game. And then with about 3 minutes left, he got a one-yard touchdown run to give Bellarmine's first lead of the game. And that was 42-41. It was like, wow, everything Scott Gunther has done today. And here Bellarmine Prep is leading in this game. And then, Gunther just kind of giving the final blow. He said afterwards, like, they go on that last drive, and then he had all the energy in the world, despite having piled so many yards, and it's just certainly one of the more impressive performances I've seen.
Now I'm looking here. I want to make sure we give your poll props too, because last week I got trouble for not referring to the News Tribune poll.
Yeah,
you tonight got, I got in trouble yeah, for not referring to the Final Score.tv poll. So I want to make sure I put them both in there tonight. So I cover my bases. Final Score.tv has got Bellarmine Prep at 6 coming in, and Olympia right on the bubble on the outside looking in. Where did you have them going in this game?
Well, we had Bellarmine number 9, and I've been talking all week of where their Olympia should have been ranked, and obviously now they kind of proved the case for that. I just thought they had lost so much after last season, but they got Gunther back, and actually this game last year, Olympia lost 16-13 in overtime on a field goal from Bellarmine. Didn't have Gunther. He had missed a bunch of games with a shoulder injury, and this is 16 touchdowns for him now in 3 games. I mean, that's – do the math there, how many touchdowns per game he's getting. It's pretty incredible.
Unbelievable. And then, I appreciate you tweeting out Lauren Smith's Twitter tonight from the Olympian.
What a
game between Tumwater and Bellevue tonight, huh?
Wow, yeah. I was just kind of following what Lauren did. Yeah, I see hers right now. Game-winning TD pass to Kate Otten. She's got the video here on it.
Oh, she got the video up now. Oh, good.
13, yeah, 15-13 final score. Kate Otten, UW commit, the grandson of Sid Otten, who's the winningest coach in state history, and they go and beat Bellevue tonight in Bellevue's first game of the season after all the sanctions and the offseason stuff and having the 6-game schedule. It's their first game to play Tumwater, and that's a big win for Tumwater. I mean, you look at those 2A schools, those top three 2A schools with Tumwater, Prosser, and Archbishop Murphy. I really think those three schools could beat or could at least play with anybody in the state regardless of classification. And those are three really good teams. And Prosser, defending state champion.
Right.
Tumwater, recent state title last year. And Archbishop has just gone bonkers on teams. Like, beat Bishop, like, seemed like 200-0 last week. and those are three really, really good 2A teams. I'd be interested to see just overall how they stand up against any school.
Any other scores of note down in your area tonight?
Yeah, I was kind of checking around. Graham Kapowson finally had an easy win tonight, 52-6 on Rammel Ridge after winning in overtime versus Curtis last week. Puyallup 49-7 over Rogers. Nathaniel Holcomb is thrown for 300 yards every single game. Tonight he has about 380 yards passing their quarterback. He's leading our area in passing yards, actually. Nathaniel Holcomb is senior for them. A really crazy one. Mount Tahoma barely lost at Bonnie Lake. It was 19-18. Bonnie Lake beat Mount Tahoma. Lakes rolled over Wilson 41-14. Stadium rolled over Spanaway Lake 54-20. And Lincoln beat Bethel 56-13 in 3A PCL play. And Sumner beat Curtis 42-0 in 4A SPSL.
Beautiful. Thanks, TJ. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you next week. TJ Cotterill from Tacoma News Tribune.